Welcome to episode 243 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, if you've never been here, if this is your first time listening to the 8-Bit Geek, let me tell you what it's like, okay? 8-Bit Geek is a lot like going to a house party with Kevin Spacey. You know, you go in and you're like, man, this party, who put it on these three guys? Super fucking bored. I'm just gonna go upstairs real quick and watch some TV, I guess. Just into this bedroom, just random bedroom. You know, and after the party's over, we just come on upstairs. We jump in bed on top of you. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who were named most likely to be Kevin Spacey in their yearbooks.
Too fucking soon.
Oh, it's so awkward.
I am a Kevin. However, I am not Kevin Spacey, nor was I named after Kevin Spacey. I want nothing to do with Kevin Spacey.
At no point has anyone ever compared me to Kevin Spacey in any regard. So that I am grateful for. Oh man, what a clusterfuck all that is, huh?
Yeah. I figure just get it out of the way at the top of the show and deal with it and then get on to the fun, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just awkward as shit. Mm-hmm. I think that's funny. I don't necessarily think what happened is funny. I think that's really fucked up. Mm-hmm. But it's a funny intro. I approved it earlier.
You did approve it. Actually, I was against it. I want to let the record state that I was like way the fuck against it. I even sent a no GIF, guys. That means like 100% against it.
This is 100% no making fun of Kevin Spacey, which I feel like we are 100% allowed to do.
Yeah, it's been 40 years.
Says we can do that. Yes.
It's been a good 30 years, right?
Yeah. Hey. You know what? What he did to Anthony Rapp is fucked up. It's super fucked up in all accounts. Not only, like, okay, he came out and was like, oh, I'm going to choose now to live as a gay man. Like, okay, but, like, he was 14, dude. Like, no one gives a shit, like, that if you're gay or not. We don't care. It's the fact that you, like, try to fuck a 14-year-old, you sick shit. Yeah. I don't know.
So you can't blame that on the 80s.
No, I mean, when he's like, oh, it was 31 years ago and I was drunk, I guess. I don't remember. Who cares if you're 26? That's 8 years difference, man. Ain't cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been so blacked out drunk that you did shit that you didn't even remember?
No. Yeah, but normally in the home, like in my own home with no one else there. To where I woke up in the bathroom or something like that. I'm like, oh, cool.
I've only gotten like that once or twice in my life. And one time my then girlfriend was over at the apartment and she said that I woke up in the middle of the night, walked over to the wall and peed. I thought it was the toilet.
I've never done it like that. I did black out at my own birthday party and my girlfriend took care of me. Like I remember holding onto my kitchen sink while I had an apartment full of people. I was holding onto my kitchen sink thinking I was going to fall up. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I was 45 minutes late for work. So it was just like, that was it. But the girlfriend took care of me. So
I've never been blackout drunk. And I spent a lot of my 20s drinking. But I think that's just called a functioning alcoholic though.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Oh, be proud of it there.
I don't know. I've never had that issue. So like using that excuse is garbage. And it sucks that he did something so stupid, because I feel like it taints his work, which I think is like, you can also be said about Harvey Weinstein and stuff, because it kind of like sucks because like, yeah, they can have this whole other side of them where it's like, they could still be a great actor, a great producer and all the stuff. And you can still admire their work. But it's hard to separate their career from their personal life because they are celebrities and they live so much of their personal lives in the public. Now, Kevin Spacey's been pretty good about being relatively private most of his career, but man, that sucks. Because like,
probably for reasons like this, who knows who else who didn't speak out?
Exactly, and that's kind of the thing. It's like, man, I wonder who else is going to come forward about this. And I'm like just thankful that like Anthony Rapp is also, you know, he's had a great career. He's done very well for himself, and so it's very, I mean,
especially on Broadway, he was in the original production of Rent.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also in the movie of Rent.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's on the new Star Trek and all that stuff. So,
they're going to push forward with the final season of,
Yeah, and I have to imagine at this point what you do is you kill Frank Underwood and you make it about Claire. I don't know what the fuck else you do.
Well, this is the last season. So yeah, there's no
and that's
more.
What they were trying to say. They were like, oh, well, this is going to be the last season before all of this came out. Nah, I don't really buy that one.
Oh, no, they said this like last year, 2 years ago. There's only like 2 seasons left or a season left.
Oh, really?
They've announced it before that it was going to wrap up soon. I can't imagine that Robin Wright would want to work with him after this stuff.
I couldn't imagine anyone would want to work with him, really.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it kind of becomes like Roman Polanski, where it's like you still have people that work with them, but then, you know, a lot of people just don't anymore.
It begs the question, like, how big does this go, though? Kind of like the whole executive sexual harassment thing. Like how deep does it go in Hollywood? How many, you know, there's probably fucking meetups and shit like this of all this, and I mean, that's all, you know, speculation, but fuck, man, it always seems to go that route, right? Like the next thing that leaks out is like Kevin Spacey a part of big child porn ring.
Well,
yeah,
it's all turning into Pizzagate all over again. But it's fucking, the thing that sucks about it in a lot of these situations is like this actor has been telling this story since 1990 and no one really believed him or no one really acted on it. And then all of a sudden, 27 years later, they're finally like, oh, okay, now we'll take you serious since all this other shit's happening. And it's like there's other actors that have basically been blackballed from the industry for trying to expose this stuff. And just now they're finally being believed, even though they've been saying this shit since the 90s or even earlier than that, the 80s. Yeah.
You can even go back.
Like Corey Feldman's crazy ass. He's crazy. He could have been the fucking most sane guy out of us all.
Well, Ed brings up a good point, too, is like he just announced that he wants. Okay, I think this part makes him crazy. He's like, I need $10 million to out a Hollywood pedo ring. And it's like, because he doesn't want to speak out unless he has security. And I'm like, okay, dude, like you could just release the info.
I mean, there's the part where that I do understand. I mean, that you got to think like. It's part of the whole reason why people don't speak out to begin with, as far as Hollywood's concerned, is that they're worried about their careers and stuff. Now, you can say, like, Corey Feldman hasn't really had much of a career lately anyways. Mm-hmm. And that is because he kind of has, in some regards, he's weird. Let's be honest. He's gotten weird. All this aside, this whole, like, his angels and stuff, remember all that? Mm-hmm. And, like, we saw him at Alamo City, and he looked like he was cosplaying Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, that's Corey Feldman. I don't blame him. Like, no, if I'm going to do this and I know I'm never going to work again because of it, like, I want to make sure that I do it. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to get paid to out all these people. But again, I mean, he was on, like, Oprah, and he was on The View, and he was on all these talk shows, like, just saying about his experience, him and Corey Haim and stuff, and how, like, they had both been approached, and I think how Corey Haim was actually like sexually assaulted and stuff, and that's part of the reason why he probably committed suicide is because he was dealing with all these demons and stuff and whatnot. Or overdose, how did he die? It was suicide, right?
It was an overdose.
It was overdose,
yeah. But like,
I mean, it could have been, you know,
it could have been a suicide, right? Yeah. But that's why he was on drugs, I guess. Maybe that's what it was, is that he was, because he was this, you know, internal conflict of all the shit that happened to them in the 80s. So I don't know, you know, and that's where people are just like, oh man, okay, calm down. But I don't know. You play a game like L.A. Noir, where, again, I mentioned this last time we talked, I think we briefly talked about this. There's a whole mission in the game where some, like, 14-year-old girl has been raped or whatever, and you have to, like, go to Hollywood to try to figure out, like, you know, and interview all these people who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, well, that's, like, one of the first missions in the game is this whole, like, who murdered and raped this, like, 14-year-old actress or something. And it's just, like that, and that was in the 1940s, where I guess you're just like, okay, I guess that, yeah, that probably happened then. It doesn't happen anymore. I'm like, well, bullshit, it doesn't. It's like, it's in that industry, you know? Finn Wolfhard, the from Stranger Things and It and stuff, like, just fired his agent, who was also just accused of sexually harassing his child clients and stuff. And he was just like, "Not fuck you, I'm out."
Oh God,
so, yeah. So,
All right, let's move on from that. Let's get into the funny. Let's have people, you know, let's get all the icky sticky off of us and move on to some fun.
Yeah, let's do that by bringing Sean Penison.
Yeah, let's bring Sean
Penison. Oh, we still got to do the pimping ourselves out. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we got to, oh, yeah.
If you like what you hear, if this is your first time and you like what you hear, you can always check us out on Audioboom. They are our main sponsor. We thank them for that. They provide all of our bandwidth. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you can find a podcast. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch. You can watch us live, interact with everyone else in the chat, and go from there, I guess. if you can't do our Monday night show, you can always hook up with us on Discord. We, you know, every day, a slew of new people are coming in. They're getting acclimated with the community. Everyone is like, as soon as somebody comes in, there's at least one person who's like, hi. You know, and just
like,
just
they're
to
hi,
have,
hi, or they're saying hello.
They're just saying hi. You know, like,
oh, okay,
hello.
I was gonna say we got Ed pegged in.
And to have that and just all that support from that one person. I'm just kidding. There's a ton of people in there. They're chatting every day. And you can get in on that. You can game with people, meet some new people. Come do it. Come hang out. We even get in there and play too. Come on. We also have other shows on our network other than this one. So if you enjoy this one, you may enjoy 8-Bit Saga. You can tune in on Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and of course, Garbage Day. They're all there for your listening pleasure. Let us tickle your eardrums. You can also support us. We give away the show for free. No big deal. But if you want to come out of your pockets and you want to say, hey, those motherfuckers, they're doing stuff and we're going to support that shit, then you can give us a dollar or you can give us $1 million right over on Patreon. It helps pay for everything that we're about to do. In the pre-show, Doug let me know that we're going to try to get a spot on the My Brother and Me podcast and add spot on that. So your money goes towards that. It pays for that. It pays for these fancy microphones we're talking onto. Pay for the boost that we get at the comic cons and all of our cool stuff. So we appreciate you and we thank you for that. So, and they just paid for what we're about to announce as well. You guys helped with this, and so we're giving away some free shit because 8-Bit Horror Fest is done. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah, this is, I guess, technically our last episode of the month of October. This will be out on Halloween Day, which that also reminds me, if you haven't already bought one of our 8-Bit Horror Fest shirts, today, Halloween Day, is the last day to order them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
they're
make sure
so
to go,
soft.
Yeah,
get the tri blend.
8bitgeek.threadless.com to pick up that shirt, as well as shirts for all your other favorite 8-Bit Geek shows. 8-Bit Horror Fest. We just released our review of Halloween with special guest Peter Kleins, who joined us again to talk about Halloween. It was a fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know who Peter Kleins is, he is a famous author who wrote some of maybe some of the books that you've never read before, but you should.
Yeah, like X-Heroes. His X-Heroes series, which is kind of like The Walking Dead meets The Avengers, which is a lot of fun. And then he's also got 14, The Fold, and his newest book, Paradox Bound.
Yes.
You can go pick all those up. They're all really good. They're
amazing,
a lot of fun
books. I've read them all. Doug's read them all. Yeah. Well, you still have to read Paradox Bound. Jer's gotten a couple chapters in.
Yeah. Real proud of that.
So he kicked off Horror Fest with us with our interview with him in early October, and he's closing us out this month. So go listen to that review. Go listen to all the other reviews that we released and all the guest shows released, like Nerd Foo, Bri-Fi Podcast, Movie Films with Bill and Steve, and We Talk Games, as well as Brainberry, 3D, Garbage Day, and Saga, all contributed episodes as well. So go listen to all that shit. So much content this month and so much good stuff.
That's right.
Oh.
And we ran a contest when this thing first started. We were going to give away some 8-bit Horror Fest posters. And then also Evil Within 2, the video game, for your choice of console or for PC. And so we are here to announce the winners. Kevin, you take it away, man. I want you to announce the winners.
Okay. All of them?
Well, fuck yeah, man. This is awesome. Your moment.
So all the posts, we have some posters that we're going to have. They're all like the same poster, but we have one that's specially signed by the 8-Bit Saga cast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Including me, because I was in one episode, so I made sure to sign that.
Yep. You piece of shit, that wasn't for you!
Actually, I asked first, and then Jira's like, yeah, sign them all. So, I just wanted to get clarification. I had to get clarification. I would have felt really bad if they were like, if you guys were like, you're not supposed to sign that one, bro.
No, you're good.
But,
okay.
So the first winner, and this is for the Saga poster, signed by all of the Saga members. This one goes out to Brandon Rude.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we need to have that music going. Doug, cue it.
Okay, all right, that doesn't really help the podcast, though, you dumb idiot. You stupid piece of shit. That's
what oh, my God. All right, well, I'm done giving away stuff. So that's our show. We're giving away 3 signed 8-Bit Horror Fest posters for 2017. The first one is Brett Duval. Mm-hmm. The second one, Chase Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Maria Ramos.
Nice.
So you guys are all getting signed posters. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then finally, we're giving away Evil Within 2 for the system of your choice. And the winner for Evil Within 2 is Mark McAllister. Mark D. McAllister.
All right.
And his address is... No,
yeah.
I just wanted to clear that. But yeah, I mean, thank you guys all. We had like so many entries for this. It was pretty amazing. And just so many people listening to the reviews, so many people giving great feedback on them, joining in, you know, loving our reviews, hating the choices we made, especially for Phantasm, you know, and just everything. I think we had a great time this year, and this 8-Bit Horror Fest, this is our 3rd year going, and it gets better and better every year. Like, it's just so much fun.
It is. And we'd like to announce as well that it's not over. Because in just a couple months, 8-Bit Xmas starts up. And it's just a lot of fun over and over again. We're going to be reviewing some films from for Christmas movies. Hopefully, Kev watches one of them this year.
At least one.
Fuck up. One time. One time. And I still got the colors right.
No,
Home
you
Alone.
Didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yes, it was red and yellow.
No,
and
it wasn't.
Go back and listen to the episode. You'll find out.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to find out you were wrong.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, so let's get into Misconnections. It's where we have a lot of fun. A lot of people seem to like Misconnections. I guess we'll keep it. But every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
A Sean, a penis.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, not much.
What you got for us this week?
This one comes from it's like Highway South 60 Center, male for women, in the middle of the road.
Uh-huh.
Our house
in the middle of the street.
I attached a picture of it's not my penis this week.
although it looks a lot like it.
The Dunkin' Donuts cup. I don't know how that looks like my dick. I don't know how you know it looks like my dick.
Jared gets around.
No, you have Dunkin' Donuts tattooed on it. You've showed us all.
Let's talk about my nuts.
That is
though.
True. That's the time you got blackout drunk.
It's not donuts. It's Dunkin' D's nuts.
God damn
and then
it.
Underneath that it says Doug E. Dick.
It says America runs on Dunkin' D's nuts.
I want that on a shirt
that's
now.
That's a big tattoo, man.
Well, you know what to say.
Oh no. You can't measure taint to tip.
Who says? I sit on the couch with my wife and six children watching the news.
What?
You have that many kids and you're married?
Who needs horror shows or movies? It's one of my families around the U.S.
Okay. Oh, no.
Local news can instill fear and heart palpitations. I left my life behind, chose a simple road, and built my home there. Yet I longed for my past life. My personality does not do simple. We thirst for chaos, catastrophe, change of scenery.
Wait, say that again fast.
Which part? The chaos, catastrophe, and change of scenery.
Oh, man.
I had to get away. Something told me to leave. I had to escape my perfection. I grabbed my keys and ran out the door, leaving my children and wife at the door crying.
Oh, my God.
They know where I'm headed. It's inevitable.
Oh, no.
This is every week when he goes does the show.
I get into my truck and I take one last look at the door to see my youngest daughter crying and holding the soft brown teddy bear I bought her this morning.
Oh.
His fur was becoming bathed in the salty, childish tears streaming onto him from human rain.
Oh. This is sad.
I leave and pull away to return to the busy neon litter-trust highway of past days. I drive through the roads with trees towering on each side, high and tall, hiding the moonlight. I drive through the trench of simple life, heading towards the filth.
This is like a novel. Where's the missed connection come in?
Light turns to day. Day turns to day as the lights keep getting brighter. Desolation marks the highway now. The warning to what this road leads to. No speed limit, only peril ahead. Dead things now lay on each side of the road.
Is Hunter S. Thompson?
I drive my car in the middle of the highway and park it in the middle of sin. I throw away the keys never to leave this place again. My perfect past tingles at my temple as a brain zap tells me I am somewhere I shouldn't be. Sin's pale purple painted nails show me the road. Many roads here, but only I wish to travel in this place. I smile in pleasure just at her touch, knowing that is only the beginning of what her highway has to offer. I'm back.
Wait, what?
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
What? We don't even have an age, a weight, a fucking description. Goddamn slam poetry over here.
That's just me now. This is the new Sean Pennis.
Are you wearing a turtleneck?
Yeah, I am. And did you notice my small round sunglasses?
Oh my God.
That's right. That's the smooth beats you heard coming from your boy here, Sean Pennis.
Beatnik.
Oh, man. Well, one second. It's a little cold in here. I think someone left the window open.
Oh, God, no.
Hey.
Hey, Mark, did you just hear my treatment for my new screenplay I just read?
No.
This is monologue.
Can I hit? No, shoot it at me again, okay?
All right, here we go. From
shoot
the beginning.
It at me. Marky Mark, 2017.
I sit on the couch with my wife and six children watching the news. Who needs horror shows or movies?
Is that it?
I'll keep going if you want. I'll read the whole thing again.
No, that's okay, bro. Okay.
I'll read it to you later.
Okay, cool. You know, I'm always down to listen to your voice, okay?
Oh, that goes both ways, my friend.
Oh, well, sometimes I'm like in a bathtub with bubbles and stuff. And like, I got a little Mocky Mock toy. And he's like diving into the bubbles and stuff. Like, oh no, I got to save the world again. And then all of a sudden he comes out. But in the background, I got misconnections going.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Good. Cool story, bro.
That's the thing you do. That's neat.
Hey, Kev, what's going on?
You know, it was great.
How's
it
your mother?
Great. She's doing all right. Thanks, Marky. Never mind.
Okay. Well, here we go. Okay. Given the news this morning, seems a little weird, but I put these notes together yesterday, so don't judge me. Okay.
Okay.
Young girl with 70-year-old man at the Circle K.
Oh,
today at noon.
You saw Kevin Spacey at a Circle K?
Oh no.
I was in Santa Ana. You know, I was driving and stuff. My body's fit. I'm 6'1". You know, if I'm wearing the right shoes. I'm single. I'm 42.
A little bit older than that.
Anyone?
Anyone?
Yeah, anyone listening? I got something to say.
We know.
I was the tall white guy wearing the blue shirt, okay? I was standing next to my new products that I just released at the Soccer K. Anyway, behind you in line, that's where I was, okay? Like, as the old short, you know, gray-haired grandpa was buying you cheap beer or something. I was trying not to laugh. I felt bad for you, okay? You look so, like, uncomfortable and stuff. I hope that is not, like, a sex thing. But if so, you know, I hope you're making bank off of them. L-O-L. Period. Anyways, you were like 19 to 22, Bennett, nice body, you know. Come get a real man, babe. Winky face. I won't pay you, you know, but I only drink good beer, okay?
Wait, what? So you won't pay her, but you only drink good beer?
Yeah.
So does she have to pay you in good beer? Is that what's going on here?
No, I'll provide the beer because I'm witch.
You're a witch?
I'm witch like a motherfucker.
You're a witch? That's fitting. It's almost Halloween and all.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, happy Halloween.
God damn it.
What are you guys going to dress up as?
Mark Wahlberg.
And I'm going to go as the Funky Bunch. All of them.
Hey,
no, I was gonna be your character from that one movie where you did the porn. Boogie Nights.
Oh, I'm Will Ashamed of that one.
Sorry, I wanted to call it Wookie Nights because my brain has been infected with Ape Saga.
That's cool. Hey, Sean, am I gonna see you this weekend?
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Maybe.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I gotta go, okay?
All right. I'll see you this weekend, maybe, probably.
Okay. Peace out, you guys. See you in the bathtub. Bye.
Did he just say see you in the bathtub?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
And the bathtub's not outside. It's a little chilly outside for a bath.
I think it's because he was saying that he listens to the misconnections in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where to draw connections, Velvet?
I'm just here, nor there. I just walked in during the last part of that. I just caught him out the window, and he said something about bathroom. So I don't know. He's a little weird these days. He's picking up on young girls again.
It's a Hollywood thing.
I guess it is a Hollywood thing. I mean, a lot of that's coming to light. So see, I like to keep it close to home. This one goes out to the pregnant beauty at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back to Walmart now.
Real young.
Now, this is a male for women. SGV. Sega Genesis video games. is this little new system that they got, that they reproduced it, you know, since they came out with like the SNES Classic, they got the Genesis Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just want to say I was in the Sega Genesis video game section. Now this one's to the beautiful pregnant woman who followed me into Walmart Saturday afternoon. You followed me in, and I could not help but notice your big, beautiful round belly. Looks like you're about to pop. If you're interested, I got the wrong "you're" in there, but that sounds about right. I would totally rub down that belly of yours with cocoa butter. I feel like I've said this one before. Maybe I've seen a couple different pregnant beauties at Walmart, but I feel like this might be a repeat.
Yeah. Prove it.
Either way, if you got a pregnant, beautiful round belly, I will totally rub that down with some cocoa butter. Maybe feel a kick. Maybe it's going to be a soccer player when he comes out. Everybody's favorite love, Velvet Jones.
Oh, man. Episode 237.
Yeah, see.
How do you not remember anything we talk about, but you remember every misconnection?
I mean, I remember everything. I don't know about your boy Kevin. He's a forgetful motherfucker. I don't know where he's at right now. He went to the bathroom.
That was so soon too. That was only like a month ago.
Yeah. So.
37. No, that was a while back, right? A couple months.
237 was like.
It was somebody had to repost it, like, because everything that I pull off of Craigslist is always marked as red, and it's all like linked out and everything. And so, and this one was just posted today or yesterday when I put it up there. So, fuck, that sucks.
I'm still looking for my pregnant beauty. That's why.
Yeah, because you haven't found her. That's right.
Right. So, all right. There you go. I guess we'll see you next week.
With the same post
again.
I hope so.
Your mom's conversations.
That's it. In the chat, they say, "My man Velvet grabs so much ass, he traveled back in time."
Velvet does that. He's really, man.
Well, why for him?
Well, he already left. He went out the window.
So. You don't hear me, like, standing up for Sean.
Well, Sean can get pretty skeezy, so I can see why you're not standing up for
him. Hey, speak for yourself. I'm still here, asshole.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Sean. I thought you were out the window as well in the bathtub with Marky.
I, like a normal person, use the door. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I almost went Saga. I was about to go, I peek my head through the window. all right. So, hey, guys. Did someone call my name?
Oh, shit. No.
All right, so this week in the box office, one big movie came out, which was Jigsaw. But it's not seeing.
I didn't even know this movie existed.
Well, nobody else did either, because it only made $16.3 million at the box office.
That was enough to take number one, though.
It was. It took it away from Tyler Perry, who is sitting at number two, who still made $10
million. He's only made $30 million, though, like 35.
Yeah, but let's be real. What's the budget on this, on Tyler Perry?
I know, he's got all the outfits, right? The budget was $25 million, so he's in the money.
Yeah, he's already.
That means
in the,
that he gets to make Tyler Perry's Boo 3.
Oh man, you got to complete the trilogy at this point. That's when he gets the hockey mask.
Yeah. One can only hope.
But let's talk about Jigsaw for a second. Like, I don't remember seeing a trailer. I don't remember seeing any advertisement for it.
I saw a trailer for it.
Do they have, like, I mean, is this supposed to be a reboot, or is this supposed to be a continuation?
No, it's a continuation, because, like, the trailer was like, he's been dead. He's dead. There's no way he's coming back. And then all of a sudden you hear his voice, and he's like.
So it's the same actor?
Yep.
Huh.
This one, it says that it follows, this movie follows Saw Rebirth from 2005.
Interesting. So. Well. I'm going to have to go see that for $3 at my
Which I guess
theater.
Saw Rebirth 2005 is a short film, so I don't really know how that works. Because Saw 2 came out in 2005 also.
Yeah, I have no clue. But
oh,
that's,
you know
that's
what?
Really strange. Considering a Saw movie. Those movies usually get hella advertising.
Also, interesting enough, this is like the first Saw movie in like 7 years. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it, but the last one came out in 2010.
Yeah. Remember when those used to come out like every single year?
Yeah, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010.
Man, yeah.
interesting as well, Tobin Bell, who plays Jigsaw.
John. Yeah.
Also played Savitar in The Flash.
Yeah, who's the voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a good voice.
Yeah, that's why it was crazy. Because they've, like, what's his, Tony Todd did the voice of Zoom in season two. And so it's just like, damn, you got Candyman and Jigsaw. That's why I was like, man, I can't wait to see who the bad guy is this season. Oh.
Mm. Yeah. This
last season.
This season is just like, guy in a chair.
Guy in a chair.
Guy in a chair.
DeVoe, I think his name is.
Yeah. Bell Biv DeVoe.
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, he's secretly playing that every time he's in the chair. You just don't hear it. That's why the girl's so annoyed with him.
Mm-hmm. My God, please turn this record off.
Yeah, it's always on repeat.
It's not even Poison either. It's like Doomy or like some like off Bell Biv DeVoe song that like a B-side.
That girl is you know what? If they ever they have a Poison character, that song better be in the fucking episode. I swear to Christ.
Poison, Poison.
Would you like to play a song that is Poison?
I don't know. I don't even know who the actor is playing DeVoe this season. It doesn't matter. He's not a very intimidating bad guy yet.
No, not yet. He will be soon, right? As soon as that chair hits 85.
You're going to see some serious shit.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some movie news. Logan spinoff is happening, starring the X-23. It's in the works from director James Mangold.
I can dig that.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm down. Yeah, that's the way to reboot Wolverine, right? Just have a movie based on X-23. Let that run for three movies. Give it a 10-year run, then come out with the new Wolverine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, agreed.
So, Deathstroke is also getting a movie. And there's been mixed reactions on the internet for this because it's just like, Deathstroke's a bad guy. He shouldn't like have his own feature. Like he should just be a bad guy in a Batman movie. There's been a lot of talk of that. And they're like, well, Deathstroke shouldn't be an anti-hero, like shit like that. But also then there's people for it. Kind of like, I mean, I'm all for it because I love Deathstroke. And
yeah,
I think it'd be awesome. And of course, Batman's going to be in it in some fashion, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah, that was like one of his main like nemesis.
Mm-hmm. So
more or less, and he was a part of Suicide Squad for a bit, so you could always somehow tie it into Suicide Squad somehow, or at least that he has. You know, that's how you can even start the movie, is him running with Suicide Squad and then like getting exempt from all the crimes he's done, and then he's out doing his thing.
Except you'd have to recast all of Suicide Squad because you don't want to mix your universes now.
So why? What do you mean?
Well, because
Will Smith isn't playing Deathstroke, and DC being DC.
What?
He played Will Deadshot, Smith, you Deadshot, dumb idiot.
Dude.
Yeah, like I said, Deathstroke.
You're such an idiot.
I always get those two confused for some reason, Deathstroke and Deadshot.
Yeah. My brain was like working. It was like, wait.
Yeah, I was like, oh, did someone back out of a project? Like, I didn't realize
I'm just keeping you guys on your toes. That's all.
Yeah, so I'm all for it. You know, last we heard about Deathstroke, Ben Affleck released a video of Deathstroke walking towards the camera, and that was that. It was supposed to be in the Batman movie, but now he's not because Deathstroke's getting his own movie. I don't know what DC's doing. They're doing some stuff. We'll see, I guess.
They don't know what they're doing.
They don't. And in the worst decision in the world, Tom Hardy will be playing Venom through motion capture. Haven't we learned our lesson? Haven't we? With Ryan Reynolds. With the Green Lantern.
Or with Topher Grace playing Venom in Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you could also ultimately flip that and say, like, yeah, but that's what Mark Ruffalo does for the Hulk.
I know, and you can also flip that and say, like, every, like, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., now he's all mocap as well.
Pretty much. Sometimes it's just easier to do that. I mean, and I think in his case, where he's this weird, you know, symbiote like creature or whatever he's called, like you have to in some regard. Like I wish they had done in Spider-Man 3, like he would have worked well if they had stopped pulling his fucking mask back.
Yeah,
because when it was his like Venom face, it was creepy as shit. So I hope they keep that with the mocap, because you have to do that. There's no way with practical effects you could achieve that look specifically. It would look too cheesy. It would look like the Ninja Turtles from like the old Ninja Turtles movie.
Hey, I'm
like,
okay with good, that.
But that looks cheesy.
I'm okay with that. Let's bring it on. It'll look like
the... as long as they get to go on tour afterwards and do like Pizza Hut promotions.
I guess it would look like the Spawn suit.
Yeah, but worse.
So we'll see how that turns out. Of course, they... I mean, they could really fuck up this whole... Sony could really fuck up this movie. It's got a great cast, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see.
So this is really exciting, and I hope now that he's bringing... You know how some actors bring up stuff in the media, and sometimes it's just to tell a story, but then sometimes it turns into a movie? I hope this is one of those stories. Because Simon Pegg has come out and said that he pitched Edgar Wright a Shaun of the Dead sequel, but with vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes is it's the same exact intro as the first movie, but instead of turning right on one of the streets, he turns left, and that's how they separate the story. Like, and so it's all with vampires. So he says it was all pub talk, but later on, I guess he's written a script, and a script has been written as well. And I really hope this gets made, because that's one movie I would absolutely love to see a sequel to.
So is it like a true sequel and that it takes place afterwards? And so like,
I think Nick, no, it's an alternate, zombie? It's an alternate reality. So none of the events happened in the zombie movie. It would just be the same movie, but instead of going right, he goes left. And then that's when it starts with the zombie.
Yeah,
so
that's what he just said. Yeah.
Okay.
I like what he was calling it too. He was jokingly calling it From Dusk Till Shawn.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It's
so good.
Take my money already.
For yeah, real.
They could have done like a whole the slew of like Shawn movies in that regard. Just that's fuck. Oh god damn it! Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And then toward the end of the article, they said we'll have to file this one into the what could have been drawer. So it doesn't look like it's happening. But if it did, that would be fucking...
Well, that's what
hilarious.
We said. It's like at the beginning, it's like sometimes projects like it can because nobody wants to fund it and stuff. But look at Deadpool, right? I mean, Deadpool was shelved for years until somebody leaked something and then it got made. So hopefully Simon Pegg's putting it out in the world to see if there's a reaction to it. And maybe a studio goes, you know what? Let's fucking do it. Let's do
hey,
it.
Man, put that Baby Driver money to good use.
So
yeah, Edgar Wright. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to some gaming news. Sony today unveiled some new games and some... they were like, oh, we've got 7 new games to show off today.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah, that seemed to be bullshit, right? Because they showed off a lot of what they're already doing. Now, they did show off some pretty cool games and some DLC content and stuff like that. But overall, what'd you guys think?
It was...
I didn't watch any of it.
The pre-show was longer than the fucking show.
And that was like...
And the pre-show was mostly indie titles and PSVR titles.
That's all I watched.
And PSVR...
30 minutes of that.
PSVR is pretty much dead, wouldn't you agree, Kev?
Fuck no. Did you see how many games they announced for it? There's a ton of games. No, there's a lot.
Kevin.
And then also, what was really cool...
Kevin.
What?
Now, no. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said games, but don't you mean demos? How many demos did they show off?
Hey, remember when you bought the Switch and you were hyped for that one game that came out for it?
Yeah, but like the best Mario game just came out, so eat a bag of
dicks, Kev.
Yeah, so now the Switch has been out for a year and they have literally 2 games.
Motherfucker, you own a Switch!
Yeah, I do. I also own a PSVR.
You asked these poor people who are listening to the show and watching our stream to give you money to buy a... So shut your fucking mouth, Kev.
Actually, I know. I crowdfunded most of it. Or I crowdfunded a little bit of it, and I paid for the most
and
of it.
Then,
I sold
and shit. Then you sold your broke-ass microphone to Windress and tried to tell her that it worked.
It works! Fuck off with your bullshit. Windress knows it works.
Hey, I paid for part of your Switch, so I'm a co-owner.
You're co-owner? You own the left trigger. No, PSVR was some good titles, but the one I was excited about was they announced Guacamelee 2.
Yeah. And
Guacamelee was awesome. If you haven't played the first Guacamelee, it's probably dirt cheap on Steam, especially probably on sale right now for the Halloween sale. But that was fantastic. And seeing it has 4-player co-op in this one. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, let's move on to this. This is an interesting story. Because, wow, Destiny 2 is now 2017's best-selling game just after 1 month on the market.
Well, it seems a little... it's fine. It feels a little skewed.
Why?
I don't know. best-selling game. Okay, but it's one of the games that's, available on everything.
Well, but yeah, aren't all games?
No.
Most of them?
No.
Yeah. What games?
Yeah, what? Okay, tell me what other fucking system, Legend of Zelda is out on, or Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Okay, tell me what Switch game. Hold on. Tell me what game you want to be number one.
Oh, no, it's fine. No, PUBG. We just wait till fucking PUBG comes to Xbox. It'll never be on PlayStation, though, because they'll never get it. Because Xbox is like, we will pay you all the money for the exclusive rights.
Yeah.
Do you know...
There's games out there that, break it down into, how many... Break it down.
Okay.
Like a song? Break it down.
Yeah, I need that breakdown right now. Nerves. I'm just saying... I don't doubt that it's definitely probably sold the most because it's a super popular game right now. But at the same time, when it's up on literally everything, of course it's going to.
Yeah, I mean,
but is it the number one selling game on PC? Is it the number one selling game on
What doesn't matter? It's the number one selling game overall.
It's not on the Switch, sweetheart.
I know. I was kidding.
Why are you so salty about it? You own it.
I played
because he paid for it. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
No, I didn't.
That's right.
And he's played 5 minutes. He's like, I'm done.
I'm done.
So
while Jeremy and I are living it up.
I am. I tell you.
I wasn't impressed. It felt like a fucking remapped Halo game, retextured Halo game.
What's the last Halo game you played?
Even all of them. So suck my dick, Kev.
Which one? Name at least 17 Halo games.
It's been a lot of...
advanced 17 Halo games.
Okay, 15.
Okay. Oh, well, in that case. Okay, well, 1 through 15. And the Halo War games included in there.
Nope, name the incorrect. Name the PS Vita Halo game.
Yeah.
That never was.
I've been pleasantly surprised, unlike Doug. I did not expect to like this game as much as I did. I think because it tickles my MMO itch.
Fancy.
And also at the same time provides me, there's just something special about going into an event, a world event, and there's all these people who gather together to fight off this one big thing. And then you pull it off. And you win, and you grab a whole bunch of stuff from the chest. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. That grabbed me more than the story was all the aspects of being together as a group,
working with others,
and we did some of the strikes, and those were a ton of fun as well. And so I don't know, man. I've really enjoyed doing all the side missions. I got a chest plate that's got fire animated fire on me. What else do I need in life?
Yeah, that I love the heart fire or whatever. What they call it, that chest piece. It's really cool.
Now I can't. I mean, we've got one guy in the Discord who is a Destiny 2 expert. He can tell you every single. I can't get that deep into it, and who knows how long this game holds me. But for right now, it's got its teeth in me, and I'm enjoying it. Just eat me up.
Whoa!
Spit me out when you're done.
JR 2017
DLC. December.
Deals.
As
meh. Meh.
Go back to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Hey, man, I just needed a game just to play and chill. And holy shit, I haven't played that game in a month or a year. It was a lot of fun.
I got to go back.
Yeah, I remember hey, let's start the Halloween podcast. Doug is now playing.
Because Jared was just taking a sweet ass fucking time showing up. So I was like, well, while I wait.
Had things to do. We were doing family stuff.
Yeah, your wife was setting the kitchen on fire, you mean?
Yeah, that's true. But she made some bum-ass fucking food after that. Anyways, we have Visceral. They got shit canned. And some word has come out.
We talked about that last week.
We talked about it last week, but what we didn't talk about was some information came out about the video game they were creating in the Star Wars universe. I guess it was a it featured some scoundrels who you had to pull off heists with, and it was a terrible, terrible mess. I guess The game's not dead. You know, it's moved. It's being moved on to another studio, but who knows? Who knows what happens with this? Right? Like, it's going to be a completely different game.
Well, because there was reading something. I don't remember if it was in this article or another one where it was just kind of saying like, "Well, EA just doesn't really want to make an action adventure game," and it's like, "Fuck you!" Like you've seen the hype that people have for this sort of game. Like, that they want an action-adventure Star Wars game. You know, yeah, we're excited for Battlefront 2, but, like, that only gets you so far. Mm-hmm. And, like, you haven't really done anything else. I mean, like, I guess you have The Old Republic still, and you just ported, like, Knights of the Old Republic to Xbox One. Whoop-de-fucking-do. But, like, Knights of the Old Republic, the fact that that game is still so popular is because it's so different, and, like, it's not like your other Star Wars games, and it tells a great story. So get back to that and tell us a fucking good story. People are pretty much only excited for Battlefront 2 because a lot of people are excited to play the fucking single-player game for a change because they want something new.
Well, yeah. You're not going to get it because I think last week we talked about how EA is moving to an open-world system where they can really, really bet on all that microtransaction business.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So
it's so stupid. Yeah, and like, I just...
That's why we got
that. Look at the games that work and like the fact that, like, you know, the Uncharted series is so successful because of the type of game that it is. Like, people want that sort of stuff. Yeah, people will go play games full of microtransactions because they're Mo and they just have money to throw at shit.
Yeah.
Like he does. But like, it's just not everyone wants that. And they shouldn't be forced to play because you don't want to make a game that doesn't do it. And it's stupid that they're the only studio or developer or whatever that has the rights to Star Wars games, if that's how they're going to be.
That's
especially
just like,
since they make mobile games. Like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm. It's just like EA of they steal the NFL license as well, and now they just turn out terrible story modes in that. Right, Rex? But I don't know. This whole thing is kind of sad because it seems like Sony is the only one putting out like actual single player adventures still, right? I mean, we just saw the Last of Us 2 trailer today, as well as a couple other games that are coming. I guess there's still companies out there putting out single player. I can't blanket it.
I mean, there's still people doing it.
But I should say, AAA third party studios are not investing in it as much as they did before, because why make a game where you only make $60 and some change off of DLC when you can make a game that's living, it's a service, and you continually make hundreds of millions because people want to gamble?
But I guess my point is that you should be using that money from these gambling games to then make games that people want to fucking play. It's the reason why we have 30,000 Transformers movies. It's because the studios want money to make the movies that they actually want to make, and so they put out these blockbuster shit show movies that suck because they know they're going to draw in the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars over what they spent making it. And that's what these game studios need to be doing, the same thing.
I wish
that
they would.
Hey, we're going to make a fuck ton of money off of all this DLC and all that stuff so we can make a good story-driven game like Uncharted or The Last of Us or anything fucking Naughty Dog touches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give Naughty Dog a fucking Star Wars game already.
I agree. Like, I love single-player games. Thank God for studios that still make them. I mean, look at Wolfenstein 2. We still got that. And, I mean, we still got Assassin's Creed. Like, that's a single-player game, but it is filled with loot and loot boxes, and so is...
Yeah, but again, But the thing that Assassin's Creed did differently is that that's all stuff that you can still gather in game. I don't think there's anything that's an exclusive, and you can still get the money to buy those things by doing stuff in game. So there's like a way of still doing it without actually dropping real coinage, which is what's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pay to win instead of pay to play, essentially. But it's not required to, unlike Shadow of War.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree. Well, it's so tough to like sit here and say what the future will hold, but I really hope that the single player content doesn't die out, and I hope we do get a single player story for Star Wars. A Knights of the Old Republic would be fantastic.
This game would have been fantastic. It would have been a lot of fun.
Me too. So we just talked about loot boxes, and even Twitch is getting in on it.
No,
I don't know.
For a little bit.
Have you seen them? Are they on channels? How does it work?
I'm not entirely sure. You have to like enable them and stuff, but like, you sell them.
Okay.
For X amount, and you get like, right now they have the Halloween ones with like the Halloween emotes. You spend bits to get zombie emotes.
So you get viewers have the option of leveraging their bits for a chance to unlock zombie emotes. And so if they're enabled on your channel, it's 250 bits in a single cheer, roughly $2.50 for a Halloween crate, where you can get 6 special emotes. You can collect all 6. I wonder how many emotes you get on that. Fuck. You only get 1. Spend $20 to get emotes.
Well, and the good news is apparently bits are on sale. You can nab 500 for only $3.50 instead of $5. You save like $2.50. So
there you go.
What?
Get your zombie emotes, people.
It takes $10.50 to get all those icons.
In theory,
if you got every single one, or it could take 5,000.
Yeah,
I saw someone in one of the chats the other day. I might have been over on Band's channel that had all 7 of them. I was just like, okay, that's a thing.
Microsoft has ceased production of the Kinect because why not?
Because who used the Kinect in the first place?
Seriously,
this is probably the worst inclusion of hardware into a system when they first launched the one.
It wouldn't be the worst, but man, it pissed me off, especially when you had the voice activity going, and like that stupid commercial with Jesse from Breaking Bad would be like, Xbox, turn on, and then my Xbox started turning on, and it wouldn't even go to my voice, but apparently Jesse from Breaking Bad it goes crazy for.
It's just got the perfect like tone.
Hey, Xbox, bitch, turn on.
Diddy?
Yeah. It really, every fucking time that commercial played, I had to mute it.
You know, my Xbox turns on whenever it fucking wants.
Is it special
edition?
Is it sentient?
I think so. I will literally be sitting here streaming. Like, you guys just check out one of my streams one day. I'll be sitting here just playing, and I'll just be like, my Xbox just turned on and opened. I'll just keep playing, doing what I'm doing.
You know what?
Because like about 30 seconds later, I'll be like, and it just closed itself and turned off. Like, just for no fucking reason.
This is what I think. I think it's like a dog who wants your attention, and it opens up and puts out its tongue.
Yeah. Please come back. Well, I was going to play, that's funny, because I was actually going to play Undead Nightmare for, like, 8-Bit Horror Fest, and then I just never got around to it because of all the other games that happened to come out in October this year. So, that's probably what it was. Please come back.
All right, and then our last announcement tonight before we go. Injustice 2 is finally coming to the PC.
Oh shit, knocking Destiny off of its player most buys of 2017.
What was that, Doug?
Words. I didn't think of how they worded it. It's going to be the most popular game of 2017. Just kidding. Not even close.
But I did play the storyline on it, and I love the story. And
I
got to
finish
too.
It. I got to finish it.
Yeah, I finished it because I had 7 days to do it because I bought it used through GameStop and I didn't want to keep it. So I just played the story and I had a blast with it. The story is amazing. Highly recommend it. And it's better than anything in the DCU has been able to write, like in the movie universe.
Stop it. We got Wonder Woman, okay?
It's better than Wonder Woman.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Get out of here.
It's more to the point. Well, because it's more... Okay, I'll tell you this. Wonder Woman is a single story. Yes, it was amazing. But Injustice, including everyone in it, it was fantastic.
Okay.
Did you play the first Injustice? Did you finish that one?
I'll take that as a no. No.
That story was amazing, too, because they were doing the multiverse thing.
Yeah, I get it. Like, it's a good comic book story.
And that's what I'm talking about. But that comic book or that comic book story was more entertaining than any fucking DC movie.
I was pretty fucking entertained with Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's good. Okay, yeah, it's great. But I'm
It's definitely the best.
That's the best DC of the DC
current run of movies for sure. But
Injustice had everything else beat. How's that sound?
Okay, there you go.
All right.
I would even say that like the Batman games beat all of the Batman movies.
Yeah.
All of them.
I agree. And the storylines on those were fantastic.
All of them. Yeah. Yeah, the Batman games better than the Batman Nolanverse. And I love the Nolanverse, but I believe that the Batman games are so much better. Better story, better Batman.
Darker too, weirdly enough.
But that Joker though.
The Joker acts.
Yeah, it's got Mark Hamill. You can't fucking beat that. Get out of here.
And Kevin Conroy as Batman.
Kevin Conroy, yeah.
I don't know. It's tough.
And Nolan North as the Penguin, so.
I find it very difficult to compare a video game to a movie. Like, I can't separate. They can't, like, share the same spectrum to me because they're just.
Really?
They're so different.
Games, like, after playing Last of Us, you have
fucking.
Like that, you can't blur the lines?
Because you have 20 hours of story you can tell versus an hour and a half to 2 hours to fit everything in. Like, to me, it's just a different medium, so it gets judged on its own. And, like, I can't compare.
What about television shows then? Like, when you go through a season of, say, Stranger Things.
It's a fantastic TV show that I would say is one of the best on TV. But, like, it just, like, I wouldn't compare it to a movie because it's not a movie. Because you still have 10 hours of a fucking TV show that you get to tell this this huge story.
Yeah, but you're also.
But I will say that it's. Game. But I will say that it's probably a lot better storytelling than some of the movies that I've seen. Yes, like you could say that, and I will. I guess you can compare storytelling in a video game compare it to a movie like a script or something like that. I guess I can see that. It's just.
I mean, if you think about it, when you cut out the gameplay and just like you know, like YouTube does this all the time with where it'll just go through like say Last of Us, just the cutscenes.
Yeah.
It'll be like maybe a 3 hour movie.
But I think
then.
But then the gameplay makes up so much of the game. Like you can't dismiss that. Like you can't be like, well, tell you what, this new Batman, the gameplay really was shit. But that story, fucking 10, just a 10, beats out anything. Like because you always compare the gameplay with the game, and you wouldn't. I mean, that's just how you. That's how you do it, right?
I don't know, man.
Let me ask you this. If Injustice had shit controls, it wasn't good, and it was just a shit game, would you still be sitting here going, man, that story was fucking amazing?
The story, yes. I would grade the story on a separate plane than I would the controls and everything and the gameplay.
See, me, all that goes together.
But, like, I mean, in most cases... you usually do get a great gameplay and a great story of once again coming straight out of Naughty Dog and even like Eidos lately with Tomb Raider. I mean, you're getting a great story and great gameplay out of it.
Yeah. And that's what makes something a great game.
Like overall, but we're talking about like what this started, I thought was talking about the storylines.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't compare it to a movie because of the fact that when I judge a video game, I don't judge it just on the story. I judge it on the gameplay because I can guarantee you if fucking Tomb Raider had shit gameplay, I would have never made it through it no matter how good the fucking story was. I wouldn't have sat there and been like, yeah, I'm going to play through this game now because I heard the story is really good, but fuck, I keep dying every 2 seconds because the controls are shit. Like, right. If it was a shit game, nobody would fucking play it. And no one would be like, oh, this game is fucking, I gotta put it up here because of the story. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't, that's why I don't separate them a lot of the time and compare the two.
Okay. I mean, that's your opinion, I guess, you know, like, it's just.
Not saying that anyone's wrong. Not saying that you're
wrong.
No.
This is. I'm just trying to think. Like, what if a movie had horrible acting, but it had a good story? Would you be able to sit through it?
No.
Okay.
It's one of those things.
That's the comparison then.
Yeah. Like, I would. If a story is shit, but like it has Like you walk out of shit like that's terrible.
Like every Transformers movie that comes out.
Yeah, like it's shit story, but it's got explosions. So
yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I just no, that's how it works. Like I walked. When's the last movie you walked out of?
Last movie I walked out of. Fuck. Man, I can't think of it. It's been a while. Especially
Phantasm.
Since
Phantasm.
Last movie I wanted to walk out of was the last Resident Evil movie.
Okay, but so it
but
had no redeeming.
I almost fell asleep in the theater, but I paid $4 to see it. So
the last movie I walked out of was the first Tomb Raider movie with Angelina Jolie. I don't think I've walked out of a movie since.
Oh God, I never even walked in the theater for that.
We walked in. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, Tomb Raider's sick, and they're like, this is really bad. So we walked across the way and saw Swordfish instead, which was an okay movie. It has not aged well, but it still has Halle Berry's boobies.
It's shitty hacking. Yeah.
Yeah, but Halle Berry's boobies. So that was good.
Man, I'm trying to think of another movie. Fucking The Crow 2. I remember like walking out of that theater pissed. Oh no, Alien versus Predator. Fuck. I hated that movie, and I got in for free, and I wanted my money back.
What? AVP was a lot of fun. And also, King says, Conjuring 1 and 2, get the fuck out of here. You're gone. I'm going to time. Can I time him out?
Oh, no.
Don't
do that to Ed.
Fine.
Wish that Ed gets timed out.
Pixie comes in and says about the elements of a good story. It's universal. Yeah, that's very true. I 100% agree. It's just
you got Deb in here, and we have the writer trying to tell us how a story works. No, Deb, get out of here.
We know how story.
This is our show.
The argument isn't the story itself. I think that the argument is the way that
the way it's presented.
The way it's presented, like, do you rate on a whole? Like the way that I rate a game is on a whole. It's not based just on a story. And so that's the argument. So that's the discussion versus like a movie, which is just, you know, a non-interactive space where you just watch it. I don't know. Doug, I guess you do compare movies to video games. Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, because like you said, it's so different. The time that you have to tell a story. And this is where I'll disagree with Deb. Like in that regard is that like there are movies that try to tell a story and they try to do it in an hour and a half. And you're like, oh, man, you should have split this up. Or vice versa, where you have a movie like The Hobbit, where it's like, why did you do this in three movies? You fucking idiots. You like ruin the story because you try to cram too much in over too much time. But, like, I will say that, I enjoy the Batman games better because I feel like their story are better. But again, like you said, that's over a series of games that is hours long in comparison to a trilogy, which is only comes in at about, like, maybe 6 hours. Maybe a little over 6 hours. Whereas, I mean, I guess you could say, oh, well, one of those games is 6 hours, but it's different. It's so different, again, because it's a game and they can fit more stuff in and you can experience more things because of how much time you have to do all these different. It's different.
And you get deeper into the mythos of the character and you get to explore much.
Because, you know, I'm listening to It right now, still. Mm-hmm. 44
hour 48.
It's 44 hours long. I have 12 hours left. So I have a quarter of the book left or so. I'm like, you know, it's such an immersive story and there's so much stuff that it's like, I'm surprised that they were able to make one movie. I mean, you know, obviously it's gonna be more than one movie, but they fit all the kid stuff in one movie because of how much stuff there is in the books. And the fact that they're making a sequel or the follow-up that's gonna be the adult point of view, again, surprises me that it's gonna be just one movie because there's so much stuff. And it's different. Mm-hmm. I would an It like Netflix series where you could have told me over three seasons with 10 episodes each would have been dope as shit, but that would have been, that's just Stranger Things, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's our show. I hope if you guys have an opinion on this, if you can compare, if you don't like it, let us know. Shoot us a line, hit us up on social media, and of course in our Discord, start a conversation about it. So you know what we should do on Discord? I think it'd be fun is to create a new channel called Show Feedback and people can just talk about the latest episode. Kind of.
So it's like a Talking Dead kind of deal.
Yeah. Just talk about the episode, what they think, their thoughts and everything like that. People can give feedback if they liked it or not. And, I don't know, Maybe that's something we should do. If that's something we should do, let us know. And I think it might be fun. So that's it for this week. You know, stay Kevin Spacey, right, guys?
No.
Sorry. Don't be Kevin Spacey.
Don't be Kevin Spacey.
That's right.
Ever.
If anything, never be Kevin Spacey. Never. Be Anthony Rapp. If you could be anybody, be Anthony
Rapp.
That'd
be awesome. Yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.